bright. My eyes are killing me.
It is sunny and great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Those of us who are vampires find this kind of weather difficult.
Oh, so nice.
I'm melting a little bit. I'm melting.
You're indoors. You're not even outdoors.
No, it's terrible. It's so bright in here.
What the hell's wrong with you?
The list is endless.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Sure, why not?
Give me five. We do five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
This has got to be one of my favorites. Beers and bars.
So country music.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Songs about bars or beer or what have you.
I like it. Yeah. All right, that's coming up. We also have Who's Naked Now?
Always one of my favorite stories. These are horrifying.
We have what I think will be a spirited round of You Be the Judge.
Okay.
There's a story that seems to be splitting people apart.
Nice. Those are the best.
And we're going to jump right into it.
Okay.
Like we do. Mm-hmm. People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
One American dollar, and we have tickets for you to go to the Kings game on Saturday night.
Plus, we want to get you into your big show, which is a week from today.
Yes,
actually,
the comedy show.
The Laugh Factory.
Yep.
Can get yourself into if you find it online, but we will give you tickets sometime between 5 and 6 to that.
On 95.5 KLOS. Did you have a cell phone shortage?
I know that outage? It was out this morning. I didn't have any problem myself. Did you?
I did not.
I tried calling 911 just for the hell of it a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's a great...
They told me to stop.
It's a great suggestion. Listen to this.
We are working urgently to restore service. Though at this time, not releasing how and why this happened, it should be noted the same problem happening to roughly 1,500 Verizon customers and about 700 T-Mobile customers.
It's kind of wild to realize how much you rely on your phone for your everyday tasks.
Isn't that
it's so true.
Isn't that the truth?
Do you remember, I think it was like 3 years ago, we had challenged each other and everybody listening to not touch their phones for a weekend. And as I recall, it was like the Seinfeld episode. I was out pretty much right away.
You just gave in?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't remember, but it's difficult.
I do. I am flabbergasted by the fact that you, for a different reason, every 3 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, I need to. Oh, wait. Oh, I need to. Oh, I should.
I still like, I'm like looking for my phone when I'm holding my phone because I want to do something else other than what I'm doing on my phone right that second.
Sure, there's that.
I'm crying out loud.
Mass State Police in a statement urging Bay State neighbors who need emergency assistance to use a landline when calling 911.
Right. What is a landline?
A landline is something that they've been trying desperately to get to go out of service.
Right. That's not a good idea.
I haven't had one in... I don't even know when the last time I had a landline was.
The last three places I've lived in over the last few years, never plugged in a phone.
It's just not a thing.
No, it just doesn't happen anymore. So, I mean, you look at that silly little thing in the wall, a little jack. I mean, I'm sure most kids have no clue what that is.
Yeah, true.
Now, that's what Danny sticks his finger in when he's bored.
They also ask that no one calls 911 just to see if it's working. Only call if you need it.
That's exactly my favorite. What people do.
That's my favorite thing. Sluggo used to be a 911 operator.
It's just unbearable.
And quit because of all of the
non-911
calls.
Yes, I couldn't take it.
That's just insanity.
It was a low threshold for stupidity.
People are dumb.
Come on, shape up, people, so we don't have stories to tell about you.
No, don't. This is fun. Columbus, Mississippi is where this happened.
Okay.
A Columbus police officer has been arrested for shoplifting.
What? A cop shoplifting?
Mm-hmm. Robin Connor, 33.
Robin. He's robbing the store.
No, it's a woman.
She's robbing the store.
Right. Was arrested yesterday for allegedly shoplifting at a Dick's Sporting Goods. Police were called of a report of shoplifting around 12:30. She's accused of stealing a $140 pair of shoes.
Wow, so like the cheapest shoes in the store.
I think Dick's Sporting Goods, I would think that would be like basketball shoes or maybe running shoes. I don't know.
Oh, I know. So she's off duty. She goes wandering into the store.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
She's on duty.
She's on duty.
Yes.
So she's uniformed
wearing,
up.
She's wearing
what?
A police uniform.
What?
And she drove there in her patrol car.
No!
Yes.
Oh, that way she can arrest herself at the end. You're coming with me. Me.
She apparently, they called the police.
What?
The police showed up.
What?
The police put her in handcuffs.
What?
And took her car to drive her to jail.
That's awesome and very weird.
So I don't want her to stop doing that.
No.
I love her and I want her to keep doing what she's doing.
Yeah, it's going to go on a cruise. That sounds terrible.
Right.
I never want to be on a boat that long.
Yeah, same.
Not happening. Oh, hi.
Hi. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, if I win this dollar, I could afford to go on a cruise. And then I wouldn't. Because I don't want to.
Right, because you hate it.
Yeah.
This is the top 10 richest people in the world.
Wait a minute. We're going to play for $1.
Uh-huh, yes.
Talking about the richest guys.
The richest people in the world.
People in the world.
I will tell you that 9 out of the 10 are from the United States.
USA.
Yep.
USA.
Yep. Yep.
Well, clearly
yep.
The Russian aren't really telling how much money they actually have. It's all filthy lies.
Yeah, this is according to Forbes.
Okay, so they should kind of know. You know, I don't know, man. I don't pay attention to these rich bastards.
Do.
I'm sure I'll recognize these names.
So you get 6 guesses, you get 4 right.
All right.
And I assume that you'll get 4 of them.
I mean, I got to say Bill Gates. I suppose Bill Gates is on
the
list. If not, I'm
Bill
screwed.
Bill Gates
I don't know anybody.
Yeah. Number 7.
Bill, I'm coming for your money, buddy. Elon Musk built a spaceship out of a car or whatever and shot it into space and bought and ruined Twitter. He's got to have some dollars.
Elon Musk is number 2.
Number 2?
Yes.
Yeah, he's number 2, all right.
He has
That's
$207
true.
Billion. Dollars.
Well, why is he on Twitter? Man, I'm on Twitter because I don't have anything to do.
I don't
know. Afford to go on a cruise.
I think he really likes the idea of being important to people.
You got $207 billion. That's a
lot. Well, you got 2 guesses. You got 2 of them right. I knew you'd do better than you thought.
Yeah, that's weird. Usually when I think I'm going to do well with these, I do terrible.
I've never heard of number 1, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bezos? Jeff Bezos or whatever?
Jeff
is that the
Bezos?
Amazon guy? Is that right? Yes.
Is
I'm floored. I can't believe it.
He has $195 billion.
Can you imagine?
No, it's hard to get your head around those numbers.
We've only got, between us, I think it's $80 billion. Is that right? You and I?
I mean, I think it dropped to $79 this year.
Did it really?
Rough year, sure.
Yeah. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com for details.
All right. You still got to get one more.
Zuckerberg on that list of, hey, man, I got a lot of monies.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, no!
He's number 4. I knew you'd get it.
I really didn't think I was.
Well, I think you hear about these people so much that it's kind of hard not to.
Zuckerberg or whatever was walking down the street today and dropped a $1 billion bill. Didn't even notice.
Number 10, I've never heard of, Sergey Brin from Google.
Okay.
He has a mere pittance of $115 billion.
See, I like the ones that stay a little quieter.
Larry Page from Google, $120 billion.
Oh, I should have bought into Google.
Number 8, Steve Ballmer, who's the guy that owns the Clippers.
Mm.
He made his money in Microsoft, $122 billion.
Wow.
Bill Gates, Microsoft, $125 billion. Warren Buffett.
Oh,
I knew that wouldn't surprise you.
Nope.
$136 billion.
Oh, my God.
Larry Ellison, who made his money at Oracle, $139 billion.
I don't know who that is at all. I don't even know what Oracle is. What's Oracle?
I think it's electronic
computer. Way to contact the spirit world?
No, I think it's...
one of those things.
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Digital.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep.
Is number 4 with $172 billion. These are people like, if you have $172 billion, you could like throw away $10 billion of
it. You wouldn't even notice.
And it wouldn't bother you.
No.
Number 8.
Please do. I can take it.
I'm sorry. Number 3 is Jeff Bezos, who has $195 billion. I don't know if you watched his ex-wife, but they divorced and she got billions and she's just been giving it to charity.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Crazy.
Good for her. That's got to make him mad.
That's her whole thing, is to figure out how to get rid of a lot of that
that's
money.
That's cool.
Nobody needs that much.
No.
Elon Musk, number 2 with $207 billion.
Definitely number 2.
And number 1, I've not heard of, Bernard Arnault and Company from France. Has $228 billion.
That's where they don't wear any underpants.
Yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with this list.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that's how he got rich.
No, like, he owns, like, I don't know, Gucci and Sephora and all kinds of high fashion stuff. But I don't know the status of his underwear.
Well, hand over my $1 bill. All right. Now I'm in league with those guys. I'm so proud.
You're on next year's list.
Yeah. I love Las Vegas.
Same.
That's my home away from home.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What are we going to talk about to the people today?
Mom, with the folk? We're going to do You Be the Judge.
You Be the Judge.
This is a controversial story, and we want you to rule on it whether the mom is an animal or just a good mother.
Just a good mother.
Mom goes viral for leaving baby in economy. Well, she enjoys business class.
Wait, baby by itself?
No, that's a misleading title.
Yeah, but I like it.
It is her boyfriend.
She left the baby with her boyfriend, not even her husband? Is it the father of the child?
I do not know that.
Back in economy while she's up there? More of everything!
A UK mother escaped to business class for the 11-hour flight from Paris to L.A. While her 11-month-old baby and boyfriend sat in coach.
Well, it's not like the baby's going to be going like, I'll take another vodka, if you don't mind. How can we cheat this?
No, but you would think the baby might be screaming and yelling and like...
You don't want that in business class.
Traveled though, if you've ever been a parent and you travel, you know when you get on an airplane,
everyone
hates you.
Hates your guts. They're just staring you down as you go down the aisle.
You know that to begin with. Yeah. So you just want them to be quiet.
So you send the boyfriend to the back to get all those stares while you hang out up front. Wow, that's ballsy.
Her name is Ellis Coughlin, and this is she had 22,000 followers, and this is from her own TikTok talking about how her and her boyfriend decided to spend their money.
Okay.
In our relationship, what we decide to spend money on is completely different. I love jewelry, put me in business class any day, where Rob would never spend money on business class because he just finds it pointless, but he would spend money on restaurants where I just would never do that.
All right, so he doesn't even want to blow the money on an 11-hour flight.
Right.
I kind of get that.
Yes, except for he's sitting with an 11-month-old.
There's not enough money in the world.
Not even a year old
And it's
yet.
Not even his kid, apparently. No. It's not. There's not enough money in the world to get me to do that. Nope. I don't care how much I love her. Nope. Not happening. Not going to happen.
Well, that's not the question. The question is, he says he'll do it.
Right.
Is she a bad mom
for going
sitting
ahead with
in
it?
Business class?
Well,
818-955-KLOS. What do you think?
Would you do it? Would you like, here, girlfriend of mine, take my screaming brat?
Of course not.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
No way?
No.
Neither would I. I sure wouldn't.
I don't think any parent would, but
I don't know about that.
This one clearly does. And she's fine with it. She goes on.
I've never flown with anybody else. It's only ever just been me and Prim. So the thought of having help on this flight was amazing. How I managed to do all of this, like put the pram in the bag and get me and Prim on the flight all alone, I actually don't know how I ever did it. The flight from Paris to LA was about just over 11 hours. And the thought of having a baby-free flight was like music to my ears.
Of course
it's
it
also
was.
Music to the ears of everyone else who has to hear him screaming the whole time.
I mean, I don't know. She can't necessarily hear what's going on behind there.
Nope.
So,
especially
of course
they close that curtain. It's impossible to hear through that.
I love Prim. I love that girl with my whole heart, but let me tell you, flying long haul.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. If you loved him with your whole heart, you couldn't possibly be away from him for 11
That's
hours.
That's why I'm saying you be the judge, because you left your 11-month-old in coach. Now, she goes on to explain, more of it.
On your own with a baby is not easy. And may I add, obviously, Rob has never done this with Prim, so he took the opportunity and he really wanted to fly with her. And I said, you know what? That is completely fine with me.
Yeah, he really wanted to.
So he said, I would love to. I've never done that.
This girl can afford business class.
Her name is,
back and forth.
Her name is Prim. If you're having trouble understanding that, because it's a strange name, P-R-I-M.
Yeah.
But he said, no, I've never been able to take an 11-hour trip with Prim.
With a baby, with a screaming baby that's not mine. That sounds great.
I'd love to do that.
Phenomenal.
I'll see you in 11 hours, babe. There were quite a few business seats left, so I said to Bob, I'll just pay and come and sit here.
Yeah, there you go.
Except for the airline.
But they wanted a full seat ticket for Prim, who's 10 months old. And obviously at 10 months, you don't actually pay for a seat.
That's dumb.
They
That's
wanted a
lame.
Whole business seat.
No.
For the 10-month-old.
No, no. Do they usually do that? If it's an 11-month-old?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
A babe in arms doesn't have to pay for a full seat.
I don't know.
Yeah. They wanted thousands and thousands for a one-way. It was cheaper to buy a return than just pay for, like, an upgrade. It was honestly crazy. So Rob was like, no, I'm going to stay in economy. I'm not spending my money on that. Which is fair enough. He was giving my child Frutellas. She's 10 months old. I thought, you know what? If she's hyper... I'm in business.
Nope. You can't be judging what he's doing.
Right.
Not a chance in hell.
I'm sorry. He's feeding her something sugary.
What a terrible boyfriend.
What a terrible boyfriend.
Wow.
But you know what? I don't have to deal with it, so. Okay, you be the judge.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. I don't know. I kind of admire her chutzpah, but I think she sucks.
I think she's a terrible mom.
Yeah.
Is my thing.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
I mean, look, on the other side, if you have a boyfriend who is active.
I'll be honest.
Know the behind the scenes of this, how involved the boyfriend is with raising the child.
Right.
If the boyfriend is there every day and helping and all that kind of stuff.
Baby's used to him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I might actually lean that way myself.
Really?
Yeah, if like she was going to, whoever going to take my screaming baby for 11 hours, really? You
could not.
See, I'm a sucky dad. You're an actual dad. I would be a terrible dad. Yet another reason I'm not a dad. So many. Just leave him in the trunk downstairs or whatever. Baggage.
I think you're out of luck if you have a 10 or 11 month old and you have to travel.
Yeah.
That's just, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
I don't
Those first
think...
5 years are going to suck.
But if the boyfriend really is taking care of her.
I know. I'm kind of like,
And then says, yeah, go ahead. Set up in business class.
I think I might be on board with
it.
Yeah, I think I would.
818-955-KLOS.
You be the judge.
Mom goes viral for leaving baby and boyfriend in economy while she enjoys business class.
You know, when you start that story every time, it sounds like unbelievably terrible. And then when you actually find out what it is, it's kind of worse. What do you expect?
I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on. She's going to sit up there. She's going to be getting drinks.
She is, yeah.
She's going to be, you know, having the little fancy headphones and the nice seat, and the boyfriend's in the back. Boyfriend, mind you, not the dad. In the back with a
right,
baby.
But we don't know in how economy. Involved the boyfriend is. Maybe he helps.
Yeah, all
Maybe
the time.
Maybe he's the dad to this guy. I don't know.
I think she's taking advantage. And I don't blame her. I think I would, too.
You be the judge.
I look at it this way. He's got something coming when they get back to the hotel, so
I see. So he's taking the bullet on the plane, so to speak, and then he's gonna get it back when he gets to the hotel.
Right. That'd be my only
That would be your requirement for payment.
Right.
11 hours with a baby. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You be the judge.
Oh my God. You know what? There's gonna be dudes saying, oh heck no, I would tell her no way I'm okay. You get in front of her, she's probably hot.
Does it matter if she's hot?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it matters.
So, because you think a guy would do that for somebody that's hot.
But if she was
that's when she would sit up with me, and then she would take care of him.
#dang.
So it depends on how hot she is. I got you.
I love it. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Henry from West Covina.
Hey, Henry. You be the judge.
Hey, I don't know if a judge is a good mother or a bad mother, and I haven't seen the video, but she must be hot.
Another call about how hot she must be.
Oh, I missed it. I was on hold.
Yeah,
or whatever,
no worries.
There you go. I'm sure every woman is probably like, oh, this guy is a saint. You know, giving me a break, you know, for 11 hours. But every guy's thinking, man, that guy's a chump.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You be the judge. Mom goes viral for leaving baby in economy with boyfriend while she flew business.
She's up front. He's in back getting stared at all the people because the baby's screaming its head off.
That's the other thing is we didn't get a report on how it went.
Yeah, that's true. But 11 hours. There's no way there wasn't at least 90 minutes of screaming here and there. No way. 11 hours.
Agreed. So what do you think of the mom?
That woman is my hero. I'm a mom.
You're a mom, okay.
We don't know if she's a stay-at-home mom or not, because if she's a stay-at-home mom, her coworker never leaves.
That's true.
It's not, if it's his kid, it's not him babysitting or watching him. It's his vegan dad and, you know, suck it up, buttercup.
All right, so you're for the mom, 100%.
She pushed that thing out of her. She just threw it away. even buy her a drink.
I would buy her boyfriend a drink.
I would buy her a drink, and I'd send him a cup of coffee.
And a shot for the baby.
About his child, he probably knows nothing about.
Yes.
I like all your assumptions.
Yeah, man, that baby can hit pitches I never thought. Just amazing vocal range. Yeah.
Why won't it stop making this noise? Why does it always smell?
Thank you for calling. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
You be the judge.
Judge.
Is it okay that this mom left her baby with her boyfriend and coach and flew business?
Yes.
We're still taking calls on the mom going viral for leaving the baby in economy with the boyfriend and sitting in business class by herself.
And what do you think about that? Call us, 818-955-KLOS.
What do you think?
They should leave the baby in the back and both of them go up front.
There you go.
That is the best answer we've had. Yeah. Congratulations. Mom goes viral for leaving baby with boyfriend in economy while she enjoys business class. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know what? If she didn't want to have a child, she shouldn't pawn it off on somebody else. A boyfriend sure needs to grow a pair of balls. That's all I can say.
All right, but let me just run this by you. He says that he volunteered that he wanted to do it for her.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm not buying it. You know what? She shouldn't be pawning her child off on somebody else. I'm sorry, but...
Maybe he wanted to bond with his girlfriend's kid.
Yeah, on an airplane with a screaming baby? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if he and the kid got through that while they're on a whole new plane... Oh, that wasn't... I mean, that's what my friend is saying here on text.
Well, I'm overruling all of you. None of this is true.
Give me five.
Give us five.
Thousand
songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
The theme today is beers. Or bars.
Yeah, you belly up to the bar, you order a beer. If you have a song about that stuff, give us a call right now. 818-955-KLOS. Or you can find us on social media.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that sounds still really good in the car.
Yep. We are doing Give Me Five Beers and Bars, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi there.
How about 100 bottles of beer on the wall? No, just kidding.
I am kind of tempted to just start singing that. That would be really annoying.
Yes, it would be annoying.
How about some short story good?
Yeah. One bourbon?
Yes.
One scotch?
And one beer.
That was Flogging Molly Drunken Lullabies for Papa Higgs on Twitter.
That's a perfect one. Well done. It's all about beers and bars and drinks. And hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Henry from Covina. Trucker Henry.
Wait, is this Trucker Henry?
No. It's Trucker Henry.
Oh, baby, what's up? Oh.
Ha! What do you got for Give Me Five Beers and Bars?
Have a drink on me, AC/DC.
When you're strange. When you're strange.
When that song started, I thought we were doing People Are Dumb.
I
was
know.
Like, oh, no.
I can't hear that song anymore without thinking People Are Dumb.
Yeah. This is just bad luck. This is bad luck theater is okay. What this is. In Louisville, Kentucky, a deputy in Jennings County stopped at a local business just to use the restroom.
Okay, sure. Hey, it's all right if I come in here and mess up your toilet. I'm an officer of the law.
There was really no one to ask, so okay. He just went in and used it and found a pipe with meth in it.
Whoa.
Yes.
In the toilet? No,
just like on the floor, on the railing or something like okay. that. And it was still hot.
And it's still smoking.
Somebody had been recently smoking it.
Right.
And so he walked out front and he goes, hey, I can't help but notice there's a meth pipe in the bathroom. The guy goes, yeah, I was smoking it. And then I heard someone come in, so I came out front. And left the pipe there.
Right.
And the cop goes, you know, you're not allowed to be smoking meth. And he said, yeah, but I'm my parole officer is on vacation for 2 weeks.
What? Dude.
So I thought it'd be cool.
I just can't. I don't even know where to start.
He's 64-year-old David Collette.
Oh, David, you should know by now. Stitch the mouth shut. Oh, I have some kid back there. He ran out,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't know what that's from.
Yeah, but my parole officer is out of town, so
you
I figured
just told him,
it would be cool.
Yeah, he's on vacation for a couple of weeks, so I thought it'd be cool. We have four tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 25 and do some hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Diana.
Diana, you have the worst phone connection in the history of mankind.
But I'm driving. Sorry.
That's okay.
You're caller 25. You want to do some hockey slang?
Absolutely.
All right. What is a drop pass? In hockey, what is a drop pass?
When you let the puck go and you hit it.
When you let the puck go and hit it is the official answer.
No. I'm sorry. It's incorrect. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Thank you.
Quick, stop and buy a new phone. Hi, Gale West. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, here's some hockey slang. What is it? What's a drop pass? In hockey, what is a drop pass?
A drop pass, when you drop it, you know, you're skating, you drop it behind him, the guy slams it, and he shoots, he scores!
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, I like the animation, though.
I do like the energy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, KLOS.
Yo.
Who's this?
This is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what does it mean in hockey to do a drop pass?
What is a drop pass in hockey?
What is a drop pass?
When you catch it in your hand and drop it to your own stick.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
I like just making stuff up.
No, that's
cool.
A good one, though.
Yeah,
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what is a drop pass in hockey?
For tickets to go to, which game is it?
Kings Ducks, Saturday night.
Tickets are on sale now, but if you know what a drop pass is, ..
When you're skating forward, you drop it behind you for somebody else to pick up.
That's correct,
woo!
Yes. You leave it for somebody behind to pick it up. Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned. And people are dumb. A police officer in uniform was caught shoplifting a $140 pair of shoes from Dick's Sporting Goods.
There's a song called Cop Versus Cop or Cop Kills Cop or whatever, and I just want to dedicate that song to them.
Sluggo actually won one American dollar.
Yeah!
For knowing four out of the top 10 richest people in the United States.
And it makes me a little ill that I did know all of them.
And in You Be the Judge, we talked about a mom in England who flew from Paris to L.A., sat in business class, and left her own 11-month-old with her boyfriend in coach.
She's my new hero. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin, you still liking that new Pearl Jam?
Love it.
It's one of those that I'm liking it more every single time I hear it, actually.
Every time I hear it, feels like they're punching me in the face, and I need it.
This is the latest thing from Pearl Jam. That is Dark Matter on KLOS.
That story was plain crazy.
Nope.
Nah, I'm just playing. I don't know. That's it. That's all I got.
Nope.
Is this what's going to be like in your comedy show at the
nope.
Laugh Factory? We're going to have tickets for that. It's a week from today. We'll do that very soon.
I'm teaming up with SoCal Hopeful Honda dealers with the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're going to be down with that. And when was the last time you were on stage at the Laugh Factory, Kevin?
I'm not a comedian. My blue shirt comedy night, however, starts next Thursday at 7 p.m. And we've already got Carlos Mencia, Tom Arnold, and Kira Sultanovich. And they are already set up for this. So if you'd like to go, you can go to laughfactory.com before it sells out. Or you can be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS and win a pair of tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. You're caller 25.
Oh, bummer. Thank you.
Yeah, now you do have to go to the show because you win, and that does suck.
No, you actually won. We were looking for caller 25.
No, she knows. She didn't want to go.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
No, you won. You have to go. It's next Thursday, February 29th at 7:45 p.m., and you're going to join me and a bunch of comedians at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, you're serious?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we were looking for caller 25, so you were the winner.
Oh, wait, okay, that's okay, awesome.
Okay.
get everybody in the class to join me for a second to thank Christine at Banker's Life.
Well done, Christine.
Yeah, she's always listening to KLOS at Banker's Life. Christine, you rule! We love you! The Eagles released the title track from the Hotel California album as a single on This Day in Rock in 1977. I think the same day I purchased it. In what remains a head-scratcher to this day, Jethro Tull won the very first Grammy for Best Hard Rock / Metal Performance, beating out Metallica on This Day in Rock in 1989.